And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is a delight to be here with you this Sunday morning. We're here to help you get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined, as always, by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Morning, Jo.
It's lovely to see you and welcome back, Sally Obermeter.
Hi, guys. Happy Sunday.
Thanks, Sal.
Oh, to you too. Sal, tell me, are you feeling as though life is returning a little bit to normal for you?
Yeah, slightly. Yeah, not 100%, but I definitely feel like this is the first kind of week where I really am seeing probably what I'd call the light at the end of the tunnel. School in New South Wales goes back tomorrow for everybody, 5 days. So that's sort of, I think, a really big step for those of us with kids. And then I think there's a flow on in terms of workplaces are wanting people to come back into work. So that's sort of starting to feel normal. And then the first hint of, you know, I keep walking past people sitting down in a cafe.
Mm.
And I literally do a double take. I'm like, they're
strange,
sitting.
Isn't it? It's very, very strange to see.
How quickly we acclimatised the other way, didn't we?
Yeah. So tentative steps, of course, we remain cautious and keeping our distance. Gerald, you've been back on the golf course, though.
Yes, look, a golf is a fairly important part of Philippa's life and of my life. But I think the two fundamental things that we'll probably never forget, Jo and Sally, is some distancing and cleaning our hands.
Absolutely.
This is back big time. And they're two fundamental things that if we remember to do constantly, we'll get through this.
Well, we are thinking of those whose work has not returned in those industries that are still shut down, though, as well, because it remains a very hard time for many, many people still. But schools, as you say, Sal, are reopening, which is wonderful in lots of ways. So if you're looking for something to support your children's growth and development, in A to Z of Vitamins today, we're looking at Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease for juniors.
Just a way, Joe, of looking at some supporting their growth, because as you see with Willow, with your girls as well, Sal, kids grow. They don't grow exponentially. They have a growth spurt.
They stop growth spurt.
And you can just find that suddenly from term one to term two, new shoes, new school dress, whatever.
Oh, yes. I'm scared of putting on the school uniform when Willow returns to school in 2 weeks' time. I think she'll fit it.
Yes, and I think there's a number of adults that are growing exponentially as well.
Yes, true.
Yeah. Out to the side, though, aren't we?
Yes. Also, later on, we've got relief for you if you're experiencing dry, cracked and irritated skin, which is so common as the days get colder. But this week has been Schizophrenia Awareness Week, and I must say I've recently taken particular interest in this very serious mental health disorder because of a story that's on House of Wellness TV today at midday on Channel 7, which is about some incredible research that's being done at James Cook University in Queensland into the impact of the ketogenic diet on people with schizophrenia, which is absolutely fascinating. They're doing research in Australia. We also spoke with a psychiatrist in America who is using the ketogenic diet on some of his patients with incredible results. So I really encourage you to check out that story today. But I think it's fantastic that we have Schizophrenia Awareness Week because it's actually a condition that's not very well understood. And I didn't realise that one in 100 Australians suffer from schizophrenia. That's so much more than I expected.
Sure. Much bigger number than I expected. Here you say that surprises me too.
And what is also fascinating is that the theme in the last week has been stay connected, Jo.
And we
talked months ago about when people are fearful, we connect. But in fact, the direction from the top all the way through has been stay physically and socially isolated. So if one hand you're being told stay connected and on the other hand you're being told don't stay connected, how confusing and conflicting is that for a person who's struggling to understand?
Absolutely. So if you don't personally know someone living with schizophrenia, there's a chance there's someone in your community experiencing the very debilitating symptoms of schizophrenia. So we have a lot of myths to debunk and a lot to learn about this condition. So we're going to be chatting with SANE Australia Clinical Director Karen Fletcher in just a moment. As always, we'd love to hear from you on 131 873 if you need help with your health today. Perhaps you'd like some advice on some warming foods to spark your energy, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling a bit of flagging motivation as it gets colder. Maybe you're looking for some immune boosting tips. Give us a call, 131 873. But coming up, learning more about schizophrenia and how we can support those in our community who suffer from it. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Still searching for a way to relieve your child's dry, itchy skin? Hydrate and soothe their dry, itchy skin with the QV Intensive with Ceramides range from Chemist Warehouse. Scientifically formulated, dermatologically tested skincare, QV Intensive with Ceramides helps support the skin barrier to keep moisture in and keep irritants out. Try new QV Intensive with Ceramides sting-free ointment to soothe cracked skin and provide 24-hour hydration. QV Intensive with Ceramides from 1849, Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're here to take your calls, 131 873, with your questions for your health. But first, self-isolation during COVID-19 has been tough for most people, but for people with mental health issues, it's been even tougher. Stay connected is the theme for Schizophrenia Awareness Week this week. So we thought it's a great time to stay connected with the 1 in 100 Australians affected by schizophrenia and learn more about it. So we welcome from SANE Australia Clinical Director Karen Fletcher. Good morning, Karen.
Hello.
Karen, we know that there are lots of myths about schizophrenia. One that I can think of is that it's split personalities or multiple personalities. And I know from my reading this week that it's not that. What is schizophrenia?
Yeah, it's a good question, because you're right. It's often has lots of myths around it. So schizophrenia is a complex mental health issue that can affect the way they think, feel and act. And just like a lot of other mental illnesses, it can affect people differently. But schizophrenia is usually diagnosed when you have a combination of symptoms that last for sort of more than a month. So those symptoms are hallucinations. So that can be, there's a number of different types of hallucinations. The most common is auditory, so hearing things that aren't there. Sometimes people have visual or olfactory hallucinations as well. People with schizophrenia often have delusions, and they are thinking things that aren't real, so believing things, and that's where sometimes people with schizophrenia can feel very paranoid about the world, because they're believing things that aren't true. Mm. And people with schizophrenia sometimes have disordered thoughts or speech, so their thinking can get very jumbled and hard to kind of make sense of, and that can come out in the way that they're speaking or trying to communicate. And another type of symptom that people with schizophrenia have is a negative symptom, and that can be a reduction in their functioning, so a bit more withdrawn, a bit more less able to connect emotionally with people. They're the types of symptoms of schizophrenia.
So, Karen, what is it that causes schizophrenia?
Yeah, unfortunately, despite lots of research, they're still not 100% sure what causes schizophrenia. But what they do think is it's a combination of genetics. So you might be predisposed with the genetics for schizophrenia, but then through adolescence or through stressful life events or trauma or sometimes substance use, the schizophrenia can be triggered. So it's a combination of genetics and your physical environment as well.
Karen, yesterday I was reading the position statement on the impact of COVID-19. And it's the impact statement says there's a woeful lack of real-time data on mental health outcomes during a pandemic. Now, how can we offset that, bearing in mind what we have been through and what probably will be with us for quite a while?
I think, I suppose what we need to remember is that people who have complex mental illnesses like schizophrenia, they still need, they're still sort of in society, in the community, living with their illness. Mm-hmm. So what we need to make sure is that we are still communicating and connecting with people and making sure that they have the supports available. A lot of the face-to-face supports are less able to be accessed at the moment. So we need to be thoughtful about what else we can be doing to support people with complex mental health issues like schizophrenia.
And yes, Karen, I mean, I was surprised to read that it's one in 100 people living with schizophrenia in Australia, which obviously means that they are, you know, we know people who are experiencing this. How difficult can it be for families who are caring for people with schizophrenia?
I think it's. I think it can be really difficult. I think people with schizophrenia who are well and managing their illness really well, I think that's at a point where, you know, that families can feel like they're back on stable ground. But through the process of diagnosis and when symptoms do emerge, I think it can be really difficult for families to know what to do. Sometimes because the symptoms of schizophrenia are really real for the person who's experiencing them, it might feel unusual for us to sort of think, well, if you hear a voice, wouldn't you just know that that's not real? But for someone with schizophrenia, it is really, it's true for them. And so for families or friends, it's hard to understand what they can do, especially if the person who has those symptoms isn't recognising that they're unusual or that it's impacting on their lives. So getting support for family and friends to know, get some information, speak to doctors, try to get the person to receive some help, and do your best to support that person to get the care that they need.
So I know that SANE has a number of resources available for people who are living with schizophrenia and also other mental health issues. You've got the Help Centre and also your forums. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, so our forums are, we have a forum for people with lived experience, so that who have mental illnesses, and we have a forum for carers as well, and it's peer-led forum, so it's all online. It's like it's an amazing support network for people who want to go on and chat to other people who've been through similar experiences. And it is a really supportive environment. So you can go on there, post questions or comments to people who have posted questions. That's available 24/7, and it's moderated by health professionals. So it's moderated so that there is a really safe and supportive environment.
Well done.
And our help centre is available from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Again, we support carers as well as people with lived experience. We have fully qualified counsellors. And through the help centre, we provide help through phone, web chat and emails.
Amazing. Well, that number is 1800 187 263, or you can, of course, go to the SANE website. Thank you so much, Karen, and thank you also to your counsellors, who I'm sure have been really very, very helpful to many people at this time during isolation.
Yes, well
so
done.
Thank you for that crucial support that you're providing.
Thank you.
Well, we welcome your calls, 131 873. If you're needing a little boost for your health today, you can call with your questions. Paul, good morning.
Oh, good morning. It's about apple cider vinegar. Is
yes,
that
Paul.
Beneficial for the body?
Yes, it is. There's a lot of people that swear by apple cider vinegar, Paul. It's a fermented food. Many people take it to help with their digestion, to help with their immune function.
Oh, it's good for the liver too, is it?
Yes, look, it's just good for digestion all over. But don't take it neat. Always dilute it because it's fairly acidic and it can affect the enamel on your teeth. There's also a couple of brands available these days, Paul, with some added things. So you can get some turmeric or some chili all in with the apple cider vinegar. So it makes it really yummy.
Yeah, and make sure you get the one that's
With
the mother. Mm. That's right. That's what you need to look for when you're looking for which one to choose, because that's got the good bacteria in it. You can also use it as a salad dressing. If you're finding it's a bit much to have kind of diluted with water and taken as a shot, it makes a great kind of dressing on things. So that's another way that you can have it.
There you go.
Delicious. Thanks, Sal, and thank you so much, Paul. We'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Still searching for a way to relieve your child's dry, itchy skin? Hydrate and soothe their dry, itchy skin with the QV Intensive with Ceramides range from Chemist Warehouse. Scientifically formulated, dermatologically tested skincare, QV Intensive with Ceramides helps support the skin barrier to keep moisture in and keep irritants out. Try new QV Intensive with Ceramides sting-free ointment to soothe cracked skin and provide 24-hour hydration. QV Intensive with Ceramides from $18.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter, and we're here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It is Schizophrenia Awareness Week, and one of my greatest learnings from this is that one in 100 Australians is living with schizophrenia.
It's an amazing statistic, Jo, isn't it?
It really is, and we love hearing from you on 131873, and Katerina has called from Moonee Ponds. Good morning, Katerina.
Good morning. I went through with this with my husband about schizophrenia.
Yes.
I want to know if the kids have some of the sickness or...
Yes, so whether it's more an adult issue, Katerina, or children, it seems to be, as Karen, our expert, said, it seems to be something that affects adults more than children. And this is part of our lack of understanding of the whole issue. We need to understand a lot more about this. And the supportive help centre and forums that SANE, the organisation of which Karen is the CEO, it's important to share experiences. So your experience with your husband and how it arose and your feelings about all that, that would be really interesting if you go to the saneforums.org, which is their website, and just express how you got through it, and, you know, it may help someone else.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes, I went through a lot.
I bet.
And I understand it took a while for you to have your husband to be diagnosed?
No. He never used to get a cure because he refused to see a doctor.
Therein lies another problem, doesn't it? And men are notorious for that.
Yeah. All the best with that, Katerina, and to your husband as well. Brian in Boronia, good morning.
Hello, Brian.
Good morning. Look, I had an operation for a prostate about six weeks ago.
Yes.
But there's a catheter around that come out, and I'm just sort of having problems with the leaking. So is there anything that can be done?
I'm
wearing the pads, everything, like herbal, something like that.
Yeah, this is about restoring bladder muscle function, Brian. And there's a herbal combination which your pharmacist has, and it's got a horsetail, which is a traditional remedy for increasing bladder control, a Creativa and Lindira. Now, I can't mention the brand, and it's quite specific. So if you drop on, please, to our website, houseofwellness.com.au, I'll give you the name and the dose, and away you go. And you add to that the classic men's herb called Saw Palmito, and I'll give you the best instructions on that as well. And then I'll give you some other hints of retraining your bladder, okay?
Okay.
Houseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, and you'll get a response today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
you
Brian.
Have a very good day.
Okay.
All the best with that, Brian, too, because I know it's an extremely common concern for men who have gone through prostate treatment.
That's right. And it does. You're fearful that this is going to be the way it is from now on, but in fact, we can fix it.
Now, Gerald, I know that people can contact you anytime with their questions, houseofwellness.com.au. Just head to that Ask Gerald tab. Mm. And one of the most commonly asked questions you get is regarding eczema and psoriasis, which, of course, at the moment, we're heading into the winter months, so skin conditions is really at the fore. But can you give us a summary of those two conditions?
Eczema, we see, usually it starts as part of an inflammatory cascade in children. So we see dry skin. Children with eczema will often experience asthma and some breathing issues as they get a little older, and they'll grow out of it. So eczema is really a controllable dry skin condition associated with dry skin where the barrier of the skin is broken. Psoriasis, on the other hand, is where the balance of cell replacement and cell removal, because we're removing cells all the time from our skin, when that gets out of balance, we are replacing skin faster than we are removing it, than we're losing it. So you find invariably scales, and you find a shiny surface, and it has a different trigger. So where in children it could be food-based, it can be detergent-based. With psoriasis, we're looking here at an immune issue. Can be caused by stress, by sunburn, by injury. I know a fellow who worked on a jackhammer for years. He has awful psoriasis on his hands because of the constant injury. So that's the fundamental difference between the two.
GQ, do you think it's hereditary?
Psoriasis, yes. There is certainly a hereditary issue there.
My husband has inherited it from his father.
So it goes through the line. And it can be triggered. And as you know, Joe, it can be triggered by an unknown number of things. And it can be really troublesome, can be serious to the point where, and I know people who won't wear shorts or short sleeves or go to the beach. You know, sunshine's terrific. But if you're thinking that people are going to be staring at you by wearing shorts or short sleeves, you don't wear them. So on a hot day, you're wearing sleeves and long pants. So it can be have enormous trauma on the mental health of people with it, and they become quite ashamed of their body.
Also, I know from many of my friends who had babies with eczema, that is a very distressing thing to witness.
Yes, it is, but it can be controlled. So we look at some really special hydrating cleansers and moisturisers and some fish oil, and away we go.
Well, next up, relief for you if you are suffering from dry, cracked and irritated skin when we talk to skin specialist Samantha Franklin. That's next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We're reaching you in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide and Perth. We'd love you to give us a call, 131 873. If you have any questions to support your health, a lot of us have our seasonal allergies flaring up, so perhaps you need some assistance with that or perhaps some skin issues today. We have Yolette from Melton. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jo. I have a question. I'm 61 years of age and I was diagnosed with Graves' disease almost 2 years ago. I started off with 5 milligrams of carbamazole and I'm now down to 2.5 milligrams. I had a phone consultation last week from my endocrinologist who is now suggesting that I need to consider total removal of my thyroid, be it by surgery or radiation. He did ask me if I had any eye issues, and a couple of months ago I did have very bad double vision, which is fine now. So you're
trying to work out what's the best option, Yolette, and that's where you need guidance from. Perhaps your GP needs to be involved in the discussion because this is a big decision. And you need also to know from your specialist whether this is an urgent decision that needs to be made or whether you can just see how things go on that lower dose of carbamazole for a while. And as we often say here on House of Wellness, you get as much information as you possibly can and then make the decision and make the informed decision. But to just be offered one or the other so quickly from a teleconsultation, I think it's a tough call, and I'd be getting a lot more information if you can.
All the best with that there, Yolette. Well, winter is on the way, and that does mean dry skin, which becomes more common with age. At least 75% of people over age 64 have dry skin. For most people, during the colder months, cracked skin appears or gets worse. I know my lips are copping a beating at the moment. Dry air can lead to dryness on the hands, the lips or feet. So to tell us how we can keep our skin better hydrated, we're joined by Ego skincare specialist Samantha Franklin. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
What are some of the most common skin issues that people can experience?
Well, it's actually quite interesting because only about 5% of people actually describe their skin as being normal. So you mentioned before 74% of people with dry skin. So dry skin actually can affect, you know, up to 8 in 10 people. And the repercussions of that can be significant itch as well. So itch is actually quite a terrible thing to have to deal with on a persistent basis.
And it can be a really big issue, dry, itchy skin, right? Talk us through why that is.
I think if we can all think of a time where we've had an itch and we just can't get rid of it, it can be so frustrating. And for people that have chronic itch, you know, when we have an itch, you want to scratch it, and scratching an itch can actually exacerbate the issue and make it much, much worse because you're physically disrupting your skin barrier. So itch in itself can be frustrating, but also you just become part of this vicious cycle, which is something to it's really hard to break out of.
Samantha, if we could cut to the chase, could you tell us what ingredients we need to look for in a skincare product, bearing in mind we're at the peak time of dry skin at the moment?
So some amazing new ingredients to help with dry, itchy skin are something called ceramides. So ceramides are a naturally occurring ingredient in skin. And if you think about your skin barrier like the walls of a house, you have your bricks and you have your mortar. And the ceramides work kind of like the mortar, holding the bricks in place and making your skin barrier really strong. And your skin barrier is really important because it actually helps to keep moisture in your skin, but also keep irritants out. So ceramides are something that you should really look for in your skincare product.
Okay.
All right. And what other advice would you give people when they're choosing a skincare product for dry and itchy skin?
I think, first of all, look for something in a brand that you can trust. So if they have dermatologically tested on the pack, if they're paediatrician tested as well. So skin issues can also be really common in children. So if you are caring for children with dry, itchy skin, look for something that's paediatrician recommended. Also things that are free from fragrance and soap, they can be really irritating to the skin as well. So all of those things are really important when you're selecting your products. And I'd also recommend selecting products from pharmacy because if you do have questions, there'll be a healthcare professional there to really guide you in what products are best for you.
Well, ceramides there is the magic ingredient, it seems, Gerald.
Yes, it is. And this is, as Samantha explained so well, this is really the cement that keeps the whole structure of the skin together. Because once the skin barrier is damaged, it really is hard to repair. So we've got to look after that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Samantha Franklin, Ego Skincare Specialist there. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day. Well, have you got a question to help support your health, Jay? Call us 131 873. June in Essendon, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How can we help, June?
I have a 12-year-old grandson.
Yes.
And I want to give him omega-3 and omega-6.
Yes.
He won't eat salmon or tuna.
Yes.
Or take fish oil.
Yes.
And for his ADHD, I want to give him the omegas. And I was wondering, is there any other food or fish
yes.
I could give him so he'll have the omega-3 and omega-6?
I think Sally will have some terrific ideas on that, on tricking a 6 to 12-year-old.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I think, look, most kids don't love fish, so the idea becomes about how to hide it. So I think, you know, one of the great things is things like when you make a patty and you can use some salmon, you can use tuna, you can use any of those things, but you want to add with it like really yummy stuff that they love, sweet potato, you want corn, you want basically think of whatever his favorite kind of veggie is and then go, great, that's the thing I'm going to shove the fish into. And you need to add flavor so it tastes really yummy. And look, I think this is one of those times where I'm all for frying. Fry it up, make it yummy, put a bit of sauce on top. And don't forget also omega-3s in nuts and seeds, so he can also get it that way as well if you need to.
Well, there you go. And there's also the supplements as well that you might be able to sneak a little bit into the salmon patty, perhaps, Sal.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a little bit unflavoured, so sneak it in there. And would it help if you got those kids involved in making the patties? Does that make it more fun?
I think it helps to get kids in the kitchen. I really do. They definitely want to eat their own food. You know, they're so proud of it. Usually it doesn't matter really as much what it tastes like. They just feel like they were somehow involved. And I think also if you just work with the flavors, if you've got a kid who loves, for example, Asian flavors, great. Mm-hmm. Make it more Asian-y. If you've got a child who loves Italian-y kind of things, mm-hmm. awesome. Do a kind of pasta bake and try and hide the tuna or the salmon
sure.
in it.
Yes.
You know, so I think work with the natural inclination rather than trying to force them into something brand new.
Sure, particularly boys, Sal.
Oh, trust me, I've got two girls. They're no better.
Awesome. Some great advice there, Sal. I love putting a bit of tuna through a spaghetti bolognese.
Yes. Mine, when they were younger, enjoyed fish. And there are allegations that, based on a movie, I did chase them around the house once with a sardine with a tarp out of my mouth, and they wouldn't eat fish again.
I don't know why that would
have been. Well, yeah.
Mario in Blairgowrie.
Hello,
good
Mario.
Morning.
Oh, good morning. I was wondering if you could help us out.
Sure.
I've been for the third time tested for a very high cholesterol score of 7.8.
Yes.
And I'm wondering what's, because the doctor wants to put me on some pills and what have you.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering what the how do I get one of these calcium scores?
Coronary artery calcium score. You can just go and organise that, Mario. You don't need a referral because it's not funded by Medicare, so you've got to pay for it. But there are a number of laboratories. You're in Victoria, so there's a number of laboratories here that you just go along and have it done. It's non-invasive. You don't have to undress or anything. It's very simple. And then you can take those results back to your GP and have a bit of a chat about it.
Good luck with that, Mario. Well, we'll have more of your calls next. Plus, A to Z of Vitamins is back with something for the kids, Bioceuticals Ultra Muscle Ease for Juniors. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Still searching for a way to relieve your child's dry, itchy skin? Hydrate and soothe their dry, itchy skin with the QV Intensive with Ceramides range from Chemist Warehouse. Scientifically formulated, dermatologically tested skincare, QV Intensive with Ceramides helps support the skin barrier to keep moisture in and keep irritants out. Try new QV Intensive with Ceramides sting-free ointment to soothe cracked skin and provide 24-hour hydration. QV Intensive with Ceramides from $18.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness, where your health and wellness is our passion. Gerald, I know our kids are returning to school. We're heading into cold season. So we talk a lot about magnesium that supports adults with aching muscles and stress and tension. Mm-hmm. But it's a crucial mineral for kids too, yes?
It's very important, Jo. And you get issues with things like growing pains.
I had them growing up, yes.
And you're still growing.
Yeah. Sadly, yes. Yeah.
So all those sorts of things, we talk about healthy growth and development in kids, but we want to provide the nutrients that are potentially missing. We had a call before about a fussy eater from June, from Essendon, and this is an ongoing challenge. And when kids go back to doing what they normally do, I think there's going to be a number of fairly exhausted kids who'll be doing four times as much activity as what they used to do. So looking at a combination of calcium and magnesium and B6 and zinc and vitamin D, now all of those things are needed to just help kids grow and cope, both physically and mentally and emotionally. So get some advice from a healthcare practitioner to make sure you're getting the right product to cover the fussy eater, the growth spurts. The advice is important, and particularly from someone who's got young kids, because they know.
Mm. And can we use that GQ at any age, or what do you recommend?
Yes, any age at all. So 4 to 8 years, normally they're the troubling years where kids get into habits of trying to cope with different foods. So if you're looking for a mix that you can look at regularly, but up until 12, but look, there's really no limit, Sal. It really depends on your child, because you can have a big 12-year-old or you can have a tiny 12-year-old. Mm. So it really depends.
So we know that calcium is great for, of course, healthy bones and teeth, but when we're talking about that tiredness and fatigue, what are we looking at there?
Well, calcium's important for nerve conduction as well.
Right.
So it's for nerve support to help muscles function. Mm. So calcium and magnesium work together, but they need those so-called cofactors like zinc, particularly in B6, to really get the best out of those minerals.
Alrighty, well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to us by Bioceuticals, our choice for high-quality, practitioner-only therapeutic supplements from a proudly Australian company. Of course, we love hearing from you on 131 873. And Joanne in Guildford has given us a call. Hi there, Joanne.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Joanne.
My son's in the building game.
Yes.
He gets very, very itchy feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, itchy to the extent where he could draw blood. Not that he does, but that's the strength of the itch.
Yes. And he wears heavy boots during the day, Joanne, of course.
Well, he wears boots, all right, but I don't know how heavy they are.
Yes, but they'd be protective footwear. So, look, a few things. Make sure he washes and moisturises his feet well, which for a bloke can be quite challenging. But he just needs to take care of his feet. And there is a powder called 3B, which he can dust not only on his feet but in his shoes, which will keep his feet dry and stop a lot of the moisture issues, which sadly propagate fungal infections, because that could be an underlying issue. So do that, and don't hesitate to either let me know through the website in the Ask tab whether that has been solved. Should only take a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Joanne. Jean from Frankston, good morning.
Good morning. I have a problem with the cellulitis reoccurring all the time. And I just have to take antibiotics. Is there anything else?
Well, that's the standard solution, Jean, because it is an infection and it's an inflammatory. That's why it's got itis on the end. So look at some omega-3, some fish oil supplement, Jean. That's abbreviated to S for Sally, B for Betty. And your pharmacist has those, and you can take those right alongside your antibiotic to help your gut function and maintain your immune function. So they're the two things that work well.
And we have just enough time for Marina in Mount Waverley with your question. Marina.
Hello, Marina.
Yes, that's about iron tablets. Gerard, I've been, a bit anemic and hard to get iron.
Yes.
And I bought some tablets, and I came home and I found that they're folic acid. What's the difference?
Well, no, take them back. They're different things altogether, Marina. You need iron and you need non-constipating iron. So make sure when you go back, you ask for a supplement that does not have any constipation risk.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sally, what are we eating for our iron?
Oh, it's really important that you have like things like liver, which I know that, like, not everyone is a big fan of.
Pate,
but those,
pate.
I know, with a bit of bread. Look, chicken's great, seafood's great, lentils if you're kind of more a vegetarian based.
Green leafies.
And the thing with iron is you also need to make sure you're having enough vitamin C, because that's how you make sure that the iron's absorbed.
Ah, I did not know that.
And the good formulations have vitamin C with the iron. But some of them constipate, so you've got to make sure it's a non-constipating formula.
Now, don't forget, you can go to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask Gerald tab if you have more questions for him. There are lots of other ways to engage with the House of Wellness today. Of course, we're back on your screens on Channel 7 at midday today. And our resident nutritional expert and all-round fitness guru is doing his regular Q&A this morning at 10 a.m. on House of Wellness Insta.
Mm.
That's Wellness Australia. This morning, his guest is Sarah Holloway, who is known on Insta as Spoonful of Sarah. I just adore her, so check her out. And this afternoon at 4, Luke will be doing a live cooking demo on Facebook at The House of Wellness. He's making a healthy chicken souvlaki.
Yes.
Yum.
And he and I make a salted chocolate thick shake. That is yum.
Yeah. Hello. That sounds delicious. Sal, thanks so much. It's great
thanks
to have
everyone.
You on the show
thank
again.
You, Sally.
Gerald, thank you so
pleasure,
much as
Jo.
Well.
Have
thank
a good
you
day.
For joining us. For more ways to get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous, of course, check out houseofwellness.com.au. And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We'll see you all next week. Yeah.